Sagt the Mishnah, if a Nazir shaved his head and brought his Kabbonis as a Nazir Torah and then found out that he was Tomei during his Naziris, so if the source of the Tumah was a known Tumah, then he loses his Naziris already counted. If the source of the Tumah was a Tumas Tehoim, it was likely unknown to anyone at the time, we'll see later in the Gemara what that means exactly, then he does not lose the previously counted Naziris. Mishnah continues, if he had not yet shaved his head and at that time finds out that he had become Tomei at some point, then for either type of source of Tumah, he loses his Naziris count. How is this demonstrated? The Mishnah explains, if a Nazir went to the mikveh in a cave and a mace was later found floating at the opening of the cave, he would be considered Tomei from a known Tumah. If a mace was found sunken into the floor of the cave, then if the Nazir was Tahir and had gone into the water only to cool himself, then he's considered Tahir because of his Chazakah. If he was Tomei and had gone into the water to be Toivel, then he remains Tomei based on his Chazakah. We'll see later, get this all explained in the Gemara Mitzvah Hashem. Frek the Gemara, how do we know that Tumas Tehoim is treated leniently in this way? So Rabbi Elazar said, the Pasuk says, V'chi yamus meis alav, the word alav, meaning next to him, teaches that it must be known to him. Rish Lakish says, the Pasuk says, ki yihi atomei lenefesh oi b'derech rechoika, derech, which teaches that the meis has to be like a derech, like a road, which is out in the open. Frek the Gemara Braisa says that Tumas Tehoim is only when no one in the entire world knew of the Tumah. This makes sense according to Rish Lakish. Derech. But according to Rabbi Lazar, which says Allah, because it doesn't make sense, because according to Rabbi Lazar, as long as the mace is not near him, meaning is unknown to the Nazir himself, it should be Tumas Tehoim. Second question, a Braisa says that if a mace was found to have been buried across the width of a road, a person who has walked over that road becomes Tomei regarding Truma, but not for Naziris, meaning if he found out after completing his Naziris, he would not be a problem of Tumah for Naziris, or Pesach wouldn't be a problem for either, meaning if he found out after bringing a carbon Pesach, he would not have to bring a carbon Pesach Sheni. Now, according to either reason given above, why should there be a difference between Truma on the one hand and Nazir and Pesach on the other hand? Emphatic Gemara, the halacha of Tumas Tehoim is halacha l'Moshe Mesinai, and therefore it is as stated, and we can't ask questions on it regarding its application. The Mishnah had said, Imad Shaloi Gilach V'chulu. In fact, who's the Tanu who holds that the shaving of the head is the determining time regarding whether Tumas Tehoim will cause a problem or not? Rabbi Yechon said it's Rabbi Eliezer, who says that shaving the head is essential to the release of the Nazir from his restrictions. Rabbi Bar Chama asked, if a Nazir became Tomei during his term, but became aware of his Tumah after completion of his counting, but before shaving his head. Do we follow the time of Tumah or the time of his becoming aware? The difference would be regarding whether he would lose all the previously counted days or would only lose 7 days, which is what Rabbi Eliezer says when a person becomes Tumah after completing the count. The Rava said, we can answer from our Mishnah, which says that if he became aware of the Tumah before he shaved his head, then no matter what kind of Tumah, he loses the previous count. Now this must be talking about where he became aware after the counting was complete, because if not, it would be obvious that he loses the whole count. And we see that at that point, he still loses the entire count. Mara says, no, we still need to determine whether he loses the entire count or only 7 days. When Eliezer says that if he becomes Tomei after the count, he loses 7 days, is that only when the Tumah happens then? Or even if the Tumah happened earlier and the knowledge happened then? Mar says, from the words of the Mishnah that say that in either case he will lose his count and does not make a difference whether the Tumah happened before the count was over or after, we can learn that in both cases the Mishnah would hold that since the knowledge happened after the count, he only loses 7 days. Mar says, a Braisa says, if a mace was found to have been buried across the width of a road, a person who has walked over that road becomes Tomei regarding for purposes of Truma, but not for purposes of Naziris, meaning if he found that after completing his Naziris, and not for purposes of Pesach, if he found that after bringing carbon Pesach, it would not affect him as being Tomei at that time. Now this is only if it's impossible to have walked on the road without walking over the mace. If it was possible, then he would even be tar for purposes of Truma. Now this is also only true if the mace was complete. If the mace was in pieces, however, then even if it takes up the entire width of the road, we would say he's tar for purposes of Truma because we can assume that he walked between the pieces. However, if the mace was in a tomb, then even if he was in pieces, the person is Tumah because the entire tomb becomes a single unit of Tumah. All this is only true if the person was walking by foot. However, if he was riding on an animal or something like that, or carrying a burden, then he is Tumah because it's assumed that it's impossible for him not to have touched or moved or made an oil over the mace. This is all in regard to Tumas Tehoim. If it's known Tumah, then he becomes Tumah with regard to all three areas, meaning for Truma, for Nazir, and for Pesach. Tumas Tahoim refers to Tumah that is not, Zakta Braisa refers to Tumah that is not known to a single person in the entire world. If the mace was covered by pebbles or straw, it's considered to be Tumas Tahoim. If the mace was able to be seen but was located in the seas or in darkness or in crevices in the rocks, it's not Tumas Tahoim. Finally, Tumas Tahoim is only said in regard to Tumas Mace, not with regard to any other type of Tumah.